A new public access bird blind on the eastern shore of Lake Fayetteville is opening this week. The Post is a 2-year collaboration, and Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich provides us with a sneak preview.
Kelly Mulholland guides us down a forested path just southwest of the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks, a quarter mile to Mulholland Waterfowl Blind this cold, sunny autumn morning. As we reach the lake, we take a sharp right onto a fragrant, freshly mulched path leading to an ADA ramp entrance to the blind. And before we step inside, Kelly Mulholland reflects on his parents who are responsible for bringing this project forward.
My father's name was Paige Mulholland, and my mother is Mary Bess Mulholland. And so, yeah, my father was the director of the botanical garden at one time. And my mother is also very active. And together, this is kind of an extension of the botanical garden in our minds. It was part of my father's dream was for the botanical garden to also encompass a birding component. And it really didn't have one when he was alive. And so this is beautiful. It's kind of bittersweet because he's not here to see it. But really it was one of the Audubon members, the Northwest Arkansas Audubon members, David Chapman, who had this idea and also had the idea of doing it in honor of my father.
That's Hillary David Chapman, a former poultry scientist at the University of Arkansas, an avid birder who's since moved away. He was part of an informal committee facilitated by the Northwest Arkansas Audubon Society. Chapman worked closely with Arkansas's top bird expert and wildlife biologist, Joe Neal, who points to a tangle of poison ivy vines.
The woods, there are hundreds of yellow rump warblers in here, and everywhere you look, they're in poison ivy vines because they're full of seeds. It's a heavy seed producer.
The presence of the bird blind prompts such observations and very comfortable quarters for future bird counts, says Joe Neal, who took the opportunity one recent dawn to test the site after being awakened by flocks of migrating white-fronted geese and snow geese.
So when I was laying in my bed in Fayetteville and the geese were flying over my house, I said, I have got to get up and go to Lake Fayetteville, and now that the blind is finished, I'll find out how well it works.
For his effort, Joe Neal was rewarded with a wealth of waterfowl he spotted from the new bird blind.
All I could see were pied-billed grebes, and eventually I saw a couple of hundred of them. And then I looked out there and saw a male redhead duck with this brilliant red head plumage. And then I started counting coots, American coots, which is a rail that acts like a duck. And it's a common water bird out here at Lake Fayetteville all winter. Then just as I settled on them, they started flying, and a bald eagle dropped on top of the flock trying to eat a coot, which is what happens out here.
249 species of woodland and water birds have been seen here, says Joe Neal. And for decades, birders were forced to perch along a soggy riparian forest edge to observe winter waterfowl displays on Lake Fayetteville. But now they can observe birds from inside the large, dry Mulholland waterfowl blind. Michael Cockrum, Fayetteville architectural designer who designed the blind, describes a hexagonal quarter situated on a narrow spit of land.
And it's sort of splayed out so that you get a kind of almost 180-degree view of the lake. As Joe was saying, you want to hide from the birds. The British call a blind a hide, so you're hiding from the birds, so they can't really see you. So that's the reason you have these little a row of slit windows. They're as small as possible and still be comfortable looking through with a binocular. So we have kind of kid size or seated lower windows or openings, and then higher ones for standing for different sized people.
The rough sun locally harvested eastern cedar buildings foundation was constructed on deep piers with help from the city of Fayetteville to withstand floods. Inside, birders can peer through open windows through their protected tripod scopes onto the lake. The waterfowl blinds outfitted with various information manuals as well as interpretations, says Kelly Mulholland, pointing to a mounted photographs of key waterfowl taken by Joe Neal and Jackie Brown.
But what we did was try to figure out what you're likely to see here during migration and in the winter. And they're nice large pictures, color pictures, and also it tells you, I was very careful to make sure that both male and female are represented. And also, every one of them tells you when you're likely to see it, whether just during migration or whether it'll stay here all winter.
Joe Neal says the bird blind's strategically placed
The blind is located where it is on Lake Fayetteville because in the fall and in the winter and early spring, the sunlight is to the south of us. And so if you're on the north side of the lake and you try to look at birds on the lake, you're looking into the sun. And that's really makes it hard. There's the song sparrow right there. Wow. You hear it?
Yeah. What a treat.
Oh it's over there now.
To hear that in the Ozarks is a rare thing.
Carpenters Mark Gontner and Jimmy Glenn built the bird blind. Bob Koch with the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association says Lake Fayetteville is abundant with plants and animals.
And so one of the things that as a Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association is interested in is having opportunities to get people out to actually enjoy this kind of thing, to see it, to appreciate it. Because one of our goals is to try to grow the next generation of people that are interested in saving natural areas and protecting our natural heritage. And we think that this blind being here will encourage people to come out, look at what's out here. And in fact, earlier this morning, a city employee that was working out here in this area came out and looked out through the blind and made a comment about the fact that he had seen birds out here that he didn't know were on the lake. And so it's already been successful today.
A dedication of the Mulholland Waterfowl Bird Blind is planned this week, says Kelly Mulholland.
Everybody is welcome to attend. It's going to be on Wednesday, the 26th of October, this coming Wednesday, and 1:30. And the mayor's going to cut a blue ribbon, and my mom's going to be here. And Joe's going to speak, and Bob's going to speak, and I'm going to speak, and we're just going to just mark the inauguration of this wonderful resource that we all can share.
The Northwest Arkansas Audubon Society features a full history of the Mulholland Waterfowl Blind. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.